Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. And this morning I have two guests with me from Mohawk. David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing on the residential side, and Bart Rich, who's Director of Brand Management for Soft Surface. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Great, Kim.
All right, good. Well, we've got some interesting things to talk about. You know, it's been, most everybody should know about the Smart Strand Challenge. You actually had a 2,800-pound black rhino down in the Birmingham Zoo living on your Smart Strand carpet for, I think, 10 days. And the test is over as of last Friday, and you've pulled the rug out. I hope he hadn't gone through any withdrawals, losing his nice soft crib. But anyway, you've pulled it out, and we wanted to talk to you about the results. So tell us a little bit about how the challenge went.
Well, Kemp, it was actually 14 days, and I will tell you that our beige-colored carpet took some severe staining over that 14 days. But the cool part about this event is we took an extraordinary product, which is our Smart Strand DuPont Serona carpet, and we put it into an extraordinary situation, you know, in Rico's bachelor pad, as we like to call it, you know, 2,800 pounds of black rhino for 14 days. And we really wanted to highlight the extraordinary performance benefits of Smart Strand carpet. And, you know, this event, you're exactly right. We ended it on Friday. I'm pleased to announce that a black rhino is absolutely no match for Smart Strand Serona carpet. Bart, who is on the line, was down there on Friday with Issus & Sons, which is one of our floorscape dealers in Birmingham, who brought out his Floor Care Essentials truck and cleaned the carpet. And I'll let Bart kind of tell you a little bit more about that and how we're taking that all the way down to convention.
All right. Bart, could tell us, I mean, you know, what was the end result? See, David has told us that it had some staining, but, I mean, were you able to get that out?
Yeah, Kemp, absolutely we were. When we first went down there Friday morning, I was not as prepared, I guess, to notice how much staining had taken place, just because on camera you really couldn't see as much, but in real person he definitely did his best in trying to get it dirty. And we got Issus & Sons, Steve Issus' group came over and cleaned the carpet for us, and it was extremely successful. You know, he was able to get it 100% clean. We've got some great footage, we've got some great images, and we'll have the actual carpet. We'll have before and after shots, before pieces of the carpet for the shows, and the after effects, showing them side by side cleaning, so that we can bring to our regional shows and also to our convention this year. Along with that, you know, based on all the information that we provided during this challenge, we're going to be coming out with some great newspaper ads for our dealers, you know, with some great creative elements, photos, logos, and then also a retail TV commercial that we'll also provide to them as well, as long with a POP kit as well.
So this is, I guess the idea here was to prove that this is not just another piece of polyester carpet. I mean, this is actually while it's of the polyester family, it is Trixta. The polymer is made by DuPont. You guys make it into carpets, and exclusive for you. And by putting a large zoo animal on it, you have proven that this product will certainly hold up in the home. That's kind of the story behind this, right?
I mean, absolutely. Really, ever since March 20th, when the FTC approved Trixta as a new sub-class generic, you now have really four categories of fiber in carpet. You've got polypropylene, of course. You've got polyester. Mm-hmm. You have nylon, and you have Trixta. And we've been saying, really, since we launched Smart Strand Serona in 2004, you know, as we launched it as a next-generation fiber, literally the latest innovation in the last 20 years. The FTC agrees with us. We've got retail. The retail community agrees with us. Even the consumers who have purchased Smart Strand Serona carpet have rated it very highly in terms of satisfaction, and over 90% of them would recommend the product, which is really a key statistic. So, you know, Trixta has literally lived up to everything that we've been marketing, and you know, again, it's such a remarkable product. And how do you market something that is that remarkable? You have to really put it into an extraordinary situation. So that was really sort of the motivation behind the Smart Strand Challenge. And I, again, you know, I will say it completely lived up to what our expectations were and what the retailer and the consumers already know, which is that it's a terrific product.
So what are the steps moving forward for getting this out and allowing your dealers to tie in with this promotion?
you know, Kemp, at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to be providing newspaper ads that ties in the elements that we use at the zoo. Also, a retail, a TV commercial that they can use and tag with their store logo and the information on there. As long, also a in-store POP kit that'll be going out. And these are approximately going to probably be going out in the middle of September, right prior to the selling season starting.
So there's a trade message and a consumer message then with it.
There really is. And the other thing, too, Bart talked a lot about what our retail partners can use in terms of material to be able to promote SmartStrand in their market area. But I will say, since we started this event in early August, we've already made a real good connection with retailers. If you just look at some of the statistics, I mean, Ricco has over 2,100 fans on Facebook, as an example. And if you actually follow Ricco on Facebook, you'll notice that a lot of those are the retailers around the country. So they've been following Ricco. They've been engaged on Facebook. We've had over 6,000 YouTube views with the videos that we've created for the SmartStrand Challenge. We've got literally 700 links from retailers or other websites that have all connected to the SmartStrand Challenge. And, of course, of that 700, most of them are the retail websites and so forth. And there's even 265 blogs that are blogging about Ricco. So we've already started that whole engagement process with the retailer. They're using that story to basically market in their local market. Mm-hmm. And now the materials and the tools that Bart and his team have put together, they're going to be able to continue that in advertising, whether it's newspaper, direct mail, television, in the month of September, October, and November. And then, of course, we're taking this all the way down to convention. We'll literally show everyone sort of the befores and afters, and we're going to do it in a very compelling way. So we certainly invite and encourage all of our retail partners to join us at convention this year, because it's going to be, again, an extraordinary ending to an extraordinary event.
So I think your convention is usually in December, early December. So you'll be carrying this through to the trade in early December, and then you'll have point-of-sale material they can use to help carry this to the consumer throughout the spring. Is that the plan?
That is the plan. You're exactly right. Our first convention is the 1st of December. We absolutely guarantee that on our entire product tour in December, January, and early February, Ricco will and the Rhino Challenge will be a big part of our convention.
All right, guys. Well, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you giving us the results of this test. Been wanting to get you on the air ever since Friday when you had the results. And so we've been talking to David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing for Residential at Mohawk, and Bart Rich, Director of Brand Management for Soft Surface. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.